Hello and welcome to Pray 365 with Just a Guy. So, just looking at what we're doing here for praying. You know, it's interesting because today I got started late, and hence this is going out late. I had to do some stuff with a friend of mine, my workout buddy, and I just got started late. Normally I'm up around 4:30 and do some quiet time, prayer, do this, and then go off workout with my friend. Because I did not follow that routine and I was late, I didn't get the time with God, and I was rushed, and my mind, my heart, everything was messed up. It's amazing how important this is. How when I don't spend time with God at the outset, I'm always playing catch up. It's just crazy. So anyways, with all that said, I wanted to, before we go into jump into our prayer, let's read from Ephesians 6, verse 10 through 20. Paul writes, "Finally, be strong in the Lord and in his mighty power. Put on the full armor of God, so that you can take your stand against the devil's schemes. For our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the authorities, against the powers of this dark world, and against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly realms. Therefore, put on the full armor of God, so that when the day of evil comes, you may be able to stand your ground. And after you have done everything to stand, stand firm then with the belt of truth buckled around your waist, with the breastplate of righteousness in place, and with your feet fitted with the readiness that comes from the gospel of peace. In addition to all this, take up the shield of faith, with which you can extinguish all the flaming arrows of the evil one. Take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. And pray in the Spirit on all occasions, with all kinds of prayers and requests. With this in mind, be alert and always keep on praying for all the Lord's people. Pray also for me, that whenever I speak, words may be given me, so that I will fearlessly make known the mystery of the gospel, for which I am an ambassador in chains. Pray that I may declare it fearlessly, as I always should." Now again, for those of you who followed along with me for the last couple years, you know I'm that process guy. So I used to literally sit there and pray the armor of God. I would say, "Lord, I'm putting on the breastplate of righteousness. I'm buckling on my belt of truth." And what I've come to in my own mindset and understanding, kind of after talking to my dad a lot, who is a great spiritual man, he said, "Ross," he said, "son, this is about having built those things in your life, understanding truth, understanding the gospel so you have peace, understanding that you have the sword, which is the Spirit, and having all of those things, building those things up in your life on a daily basis, and making sure that you have those in your life." You don't have to daily say that stuff. You can think it, but it doesn't make it more powerful in your life if you've built it up, if you've read your Bible and you have the Word of God ready at your tongue, on your tongue. If you walk in truth, the Spirit of God, you have the armor there. So that was, I used to pray that all the time and think that if I didn't, I was at risk. So now when I look at this and I look at this reading today, praying in the Spirit on all occasions, the Holy Spirit dwells in us and he is God. So to have him pray the perfect prayer for us, I think that's what we want. And that's what we need to go to God in prayer now. Holy Spirit, I thank you. I thank you for praying, for being in us, living in us. It's amazing that you, God, have come A, you built the world. You then became flesh and blood. And then you gave us your spirit to dwell in us. You made us spiritual beings so that you could, so we could fellowship with you. Because your spirit, your love. So Holy Spirit, I pray that you would pray this prayer for us, the perfect prayer. Pray our hearts, pray our minds and our spirits. And I just come before you, thanking you for loving us, for guiding us, and building us up. I thank you for our families. We love them so much. We are just so grateful for them. And we would never want anything bad to happen to them, Lord. And so I just ask that you would take care of them today. And not just take care of them, but may they flourish. May they prosper. May they prosper in your love. I just ask, Lord, that today as they go about their day, that you would put people in their path that remind them and show them how much you love them. May they be blessed. May you, Holy Spirit, touch their hearts, open their minds to you. For those who don't know you, I pray you'd work in a mighty way and that they would see you working and know you. I pray, Lord, for those who are sick, for those who are lost, I pray you'd work in their lives, heal their hearts, heal their minds, heal their bodies. And I ask for your angels to be about them, protecting our families, our loved ones. For those friends that don't know you, Lord, I just pray you would continue to work on their hearts. May we be good stewards of those relationships. And may we be good examples of your love and your mercy and your grace. Lord God, be with our families, I pray. In our nation, Lord, I lift up our leadership. I lift up our country to you. There's no other way it'll be resolved. It'll be fixed. I pray that we would become that light on the hill. And I ask, Lord, that you'd protect it. That you'd guide us. That you'd instill the right leadership and the right mindset and the right hearts into our leadership. I don't know what else to say, Father. Our country is struggling. Satan is running loose. And Father, I just pray you'd bind him in Jesus' name. That you would bind up his demons, his fallen angels, that they would be bound in Jesus' name. Lust, depravity, hatred would all be bound in Jesus' name. I can't do it, but Jesus' name and power can do it. And I just pray, Lord, for you to move in a mighty way throughout this land and that you would be the one that this country strives to emulate. I pray for the revivals that are going on across the college campuses, across the country, in the small towns, in the big towns, in Chicago. The revivals that are going on, Lord, I just pray and ask that you would continue to help them to flourish and grow. May this country humble itself and get on its knees to you. And Lord, I pray for our relationship with you. Father, I ask that we would pray continually in the Spirit today. I ask that we would learn to love you even more. And I just ask, Lord, for you to be the one that we live for today, that our hearts and our minds would be focused on, and that we would love you with our whole being so we could love our neighbors, ourselves. I pray for your forgiveness. We're falling so short. Already started this morning off fired up, angry, frustrated. And just not speaking well, swearing. So Lord, I pray for your forgiveness. I pray that my heart would not be filled with anger, but it'd be filled with love and you. And that what comes out of my mouth would be edifying to you. I pray that it'd be a life today that's worthy of you, Father, and that I can love my neighbor as myself. I just pray for these things in Jesus' name. Amen. Hey, thanks for joining me at Pray 365. I know you're going to have a great day.